South America is going to be very interesting this year to see how South America plays out, because they're going through what we're going to go through next spring right now.
The thing that I'm kind of keeping an eye on, and it's trying, is I think wheat's going to lead us out of this.
Really?
And maybe it's going to start with the smaller plantings. And that's not only here but worldwide. And then the other thing is this is kind of cynical, but maybe it is telling us that our economic slowdown is so tough that people's going to eat more wheat and bread, the cheaper line of foods. You know.
Get away from the red meats and start eating the grains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You mean around?
Well,
globally.
Right. I mean, you got pasta. You know, you make all that stuff out of wheat.
More,
so maybe,
right. But globally,
you get more globally that it was such an economic slowdown.
It would
slowdown.
Be easy for them to make the transition because they haven't been in the red meat transition for very long. So it might be easy for that. So for some consumers to make that transition.
So that's just an observation. I mean, that's what my cyclical work says, is to keep an eye on wheat to lead us out of the hole. And wheat is a corn kind of got – corn has always been a follower. Now, the last couple of years since we've been in this energy market and energy's been the bright spot, corn's kind of went along there. But corn really is a feed grain. And it is usually a follower. It's always wheat or beans that basically lead the rally, and then corn ends up following, because if it doesn't catch up, then it comes up in a short end of the stick on supply.
Well, if we're talking about staples, what has rice done? I mean, I never look at that. Anybody ever look at that market?
Not me.
I haven't looked at it, but it correlates with corn.
I thought
as a follower?
Rice.
As a follower, then it correlates.
It correlates with corn. It's basically twice corn's price.
I don't know. I still think you watch South America, though, because Argentina's got issues.
Well, that's the first one that had the weather problem.
Could be a problem, and I continue to hear talk of lesser and lesser production out of Brazil, and it could be interesting to see what they come up with. I've heard as low as 55, 56 million metric
tons.
There's
no expansion. There doesn't look like there's been any expansion anyway.
You mean planted. 55 or 56?
Acres. Million metric tons. Production out of Brazil.
Oh, production.
Out of Brazil. Right now we're pegged, I think, 60 or 61. What's the USDA use? It's one or the other, I think, is what the USDA is using today. And I think you could see that slip back. China continues to buy because now it's cheaper for them to bring beans in from the U.S. than buy from their domestic farmers because ocean freight. And they're actually out here trying to build, I think they're going up to 3 million metric tons in their reserve. Mm-hmm. So their domestic price is higher than what these guys can originate from us and take them in.
See, the other thing, too, is that China basically shut down all of their factories for 2 months before the Olympics. And that, if you go back and look, that is kind of the thing that kind of tilted this thing down when they basically pulled out of the market there in July to shut everything down. And see, they got it so damn slow, then that slowed down the U.S. economy. So now they can't sell their junk to us. I mean, you know.
So in order
to, well, the fact that.
That's interesting.
Know,
so in order to clean up the air quality.
So now they're putting their people back to work building roads and whatnot to kind of stimulate their economy, because we're not buying anything. I mean, the ocean freight deal tells it all. I mean, Europe, in June, to rent a vessel was $250,000 a day. Today you can get one for $3,000 or $4,000 a day.
It's unbelievable how cheap it is today compared to what it was. Yeah, I think it's 6 or 7 year lows today where we're at. And that'll be the first key when demand's really starting to turn around.
We started seeing a little tick up in that ocean.
Last week,
started seeing a little tick up.
Well,
so,
there's a point there where, again, it's a bargain. And it's kind of like, you know, everybody's just waiting. That's a thing again. You know,
I think China will be interesting because they've got a number of people that are now migrating back out from urban to rural. And how they handle that is going to be interesting because they don't have jobs for them anymore. Because we're not buying their stuff. Yeah. It's like you said.